things weren't looking too good for the Park City Planning Commission in late January. With only two applications submitted to fill the soon-to-be-empty five Planning Commission seats, they extended the window one more week. The reason there are five empty vacancies at once is because several of the commissioners were asked to stay on past the end of their terms because of their knowledge about the Treasure Hill development. Planning Commissioners Laura Susser and John Phillips were two of the 14 people who submitted an application to fill the seats of outgoing Commission Chair Adam Strawn, as well as Commissioners Preston Campbell and Steve Joyce. Joyce is now a member of City Council, and Campbell will not reapply, but has offered to stay on during the transition period for training. Strawn made it clear in the meetings in December he would resign his position as soon as reasonably possible. Planning Director Bruce Erickson says they're hoping to have the seats assigned by the end of February.
The city manager, the mayor, and I are going to have a conversation about how the mayor sees the selection process, and then he's going to check in with the other city council people to see if they want to interview all 14 candidates or whether we can sit down with one member of the city council, the city manager, assistant city manager, myself, and do a first round, you know, send all 14 of the resumes to the city council, but only interview a portion of them.
Commissioner Melissa Band is the vice chair and will run the meetings after Strawn's last meeting on Wednesday. Once the positions have been filled, the new commission will then elect a new chair. Erickson says though two of the commissioners have reapplied, there are no guarantees.
Five appointments and two of the sitting members have reapplied, so there's at least three empty seats. And then the city council can decide whether they want the current sitting members to return or whether they want to do something different.
The next Planning Commission meeting is Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.